All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, of course, there is still some business that needs to be addressed as far as the first round of the NBA playoffs goes, but one thing is for certain is that the New Orleans Pelicans and Golden State Warriors are going to meet in the Western Conference semifinals. Game one will be tomorrow in Oakland, and you look at the season series, the Warriors took 3 out of 4 from the Pelicans, but you look at this Pelicans team right now, they are flying high after they were able to sweep the Portland Trailblazers in the first round. Now, some matchups that you want to pay attention to. You look at Anthony Davis going up against JaVale McGee, and make no mistake about it, Anthony Davis is one of the better players in the NBA right now, regardless of his position. You're talking about a big man who has handle, he has a perimeter game, he can stroke the three-point shot every now and then, and I don't see anybody in the NBA that can stop him in the post. Now, JaVale McGee does have size and length, but he might be in for a lesson this series if he doesn't bring it on a game-to-game basis. You look at Draymond Green against Nikola Mirotic, and of course, Draymond Green is, you know, the Swiss Army knife. He is the nervous system of this Warriors team. And typically, he doesn't have to face guys that can keep him honest. And in a situation like this, whether it be Mirotic or AD, Draymond is going to have his hands full. But at the same time, you look at what Draymond can do when he has a ball as well as on defense. So it's going to be a very interesting chess match between the Pelicans and the Warriors in their front court in this contest. Make no mistake about it, New Orleans does not have anybody to slow down Kevin Durant. And I think that is going to be the X factor for this series. We've seen in years past when Kevin Durant gets in that zone, look out. And I think he knows that he has to step it up a little bit more because the Warriors are expected to have Stephen Curry at back at some point during this series, but you can't expect him to be the Steph Curry that we saw from before as he is coming off of that knee injury. Now you look at the backcourt matchup, and this is very interesting. Rajon Rondo and Drew Holiday of New Orleans going up against Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. You have two tremendous ball handlers and Rondo and Holiday going up against two tremendous shooters in Thompson and Curry. Now it's a situation for Curry. He has to try to knock some of that rust off of him. Of course, he's been out since late in the regular season. The Warriors were able to cruise past the San Antonio Spurs in 5 games without him, but at some point they're going to need his presence, and I think that comes right now. However, you look at a guy like Rajon Rondo, he's fearless, he knows what it takes to win a championship, and he is putting that on this Pelicans team. Drew Holiday is showing what he can do when he is fully healthy, and people forget that Drew Holiday is an all-star caliber point guard. So these are two guys that are going to keep Curry and Thompson honest, and more importantly, they're going to make them work at the defensive end. You look at the head coaching matchups between Steve Kerr for Golden State and Alvin Gentry for New Orleans. Of course, Alvin Gentry was an assistant coach with the Warriors when they won the championship a couple of years ago. And since then, he has gone on to be the head coach of the Pelicans. So he knows how this team thinks, and he knows how Steve Kerr thinks. So it's going to be a very interesting matchup between these two. I give the edge, as far as the bench goes, to Golden State with the likes of Sean Livingston, David West, and Jordan Bell, especially for a guy like Sean Livingston and David West. They've been a part of this championship team, and they know what it takes. I think Golden State is going to have to work in this series like they usually don't have to, but I think this Pelicans team is young, they're playing with house money, and they're going to give Golden State all that they can handle. However, I think the Warriors have enough to get by, and I think the difference is going to be Kevin Durant, and I also think it's going to be the Warriors' bench. Thus, I'm going to take Golden State in seven, but they are going to have to earn this one the old-fashioned way. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.